Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, Royal Rumble prediction.
Yeah.
That's right. We're available right here at youtube.com/ Steven Larson. Yeah, wherever fine podcasts are, be sure to leave us a rating or a review on whatever podcast app you might be listening to.
Yes.
And also, you can always hit the subscribe and notify bell on YouTube. Make sure you're always getting your new Going In Raw content.
Yes.
We're also available on Patreon at patreon.com/ Steven Larson. I'm showing off the comic, the Friendo care package, Larson.
Yes, please.
Look what you get in the Friendo care package. You get some stickers. Look at that. Me, you, and Going In Raw logo.
Nice.
And then you got this poster right here. We're on one side. We make them choose.
Well, the choice is easy, I think.
Top-notch super best from Fun Wrestling.
Correct choice.
Or from W. Steve W., Mecha Santa. Oh, that's kind of cool. It'd be cool if you're Mecha Santa.
Steve, are you ready to talk about wrestling?
And then the grand prize, the main grand event. Tour, the main event, is this the Going In Raw comic book. Look at that. It's a new Steven Larson adventure.
Yeah.
It explores the depths of humanity. It's good stuff.
Yes.
Anyways.
You did a good job in all that.
Thank you, friend. We're also available at prowrestlingtees.com/Going In Raw. We got a bunch of great designs over there. There they all are.
There they are.
Pick what you want. I don't care.
Pick several if you like.
Pick a couple of them. It really helps us.
It does.
Anyways, Royal Rumble is coming up in a couple days, Larson.
Yes,
very, very, very exciting.
Very much so. I'm looking forward to it. Rumble is usually one of the highlights of WWE's pay-per-view calendar.
Oh, for sure.
Generally speaking, probably my favorite single or most anticipated match of the year are the Rumble matches.
Oh, for sure. I like it because Hilton gets very enthusiastic during the Rumble.
It's his favorite show in the entire year.
I think I would love to experience it through his eyes at some point because he doesn't really watch. I think he might watch Raw on a fairly regular basis.
That was my understanding.
But, you know, given that that's like only half the product right now.
Correct.
And so I'd love to have, you know, the unknown, you know, just, who is this guy?
Yeah.
You know.
Having to explain months, if not years, of storylines.
Right, exactly.
On half the roster.
Exactly.
Not to mention anybody who might be showing up as a prize entrant from NXT.
Right, exactly. So very exciting stuff. This is where we're going to do our predictions.
Yes.
And you, last paper, your Survivor Series, I think.
No, it was for Wrestle Kingdom.
Wrestle Kingdom. Oh, that's when you introduced the confidence
points.
Explain confidence points.
So, for example, the Rumble, there's six matches.
Mm-hmm.
So, with each of our picks, we assign a point value 1 through 6. The one we're most confident in gets 6 points. The one we're least confident, 1 point.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Oh, okay.
Then cool. Whoever is, rather than just have, because far too often, the results for our predictions all came down to one match.
Yeah.
And that's boring.
Yeah.
So let's make every match count.
Okay.
This is a way to do it. Whoever has the most points at the conclusion of the show is the winner.
Yeah, I love
That's
it.
How it works.
That's great. Really great. I think I'm pretty sure that I have everything correct. Exactly. There's also one more caveat. We're introducing dark horse candidates.
Yeah, for the Rumbles, we'll make our main pick. But then for just to kind of keep things interesting, we're going to, as you said, dark horse candidates.
Yeah.
They'll be worth half the point value we assign to our primary winner. Also, I want to suggest we do some prop bets at the end. Surprise entrance, going to last the longest,
right.
Stuff like that, just to make it fun.
Cool. All right. Sounds good.
Let's kick things off with the Women's Royal Rumble.
All right. This, I kind of had a hard time.
We're both reasonably convinced that Ronda Rousey won't be in the match.
I don't believe she's going to show up. She might be like ringside or something.
Yeah. But she won't actually compete.
Right. This match, I'm actually least confident in my predictive powers
on. Right.
I've only assigned this 1 point.
Okay.
And my pick is Becky Lynch.
Okay.
I think that they have been telegraphing Asuka way too much, like to a ridiculous degree. And she stood tall, like super tall at the end of the go home of Raw.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that they're not going to go with the supremely obvious pick of Asuka. I think it's going to be Becky Lynch.
I'll counter with this. Roman Reigns won when he was the obvious pick.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years back?
Okay.
So there's precedent for it.
He stood tall at the end of the go home. Is that
I don't recall.
Oh, just you're saying the obvious pick. Yeah. I think it's going to be Becky Lynch this year. I think that, I don't know.
No, that's a solid
Becky
pick.
Lynch is such a great team player. I'm just going to use this opportunity to talk about Becky Lynch. She's such a solid team player.
Yeah.
That's what I love about her.
She's great.
Yeah. You never hear, like, I don't think she complained. Like, they don't use her to, like, the best of what they could be using her. She never complains. She always, like, kills whatever she does. Whenever they even do those lousy scripted promos, she always kills it.
I know.
So I think Becky Lynch, I think they're going to throw us a curveball. It'd be awesome if it came down to her and Asuka. And Becky Lynch eked it. And everybody thinks it's going to be Asuka, and Becky Lynch eked it out.
Yeah.
Or if they give Asuka the Nia Jax treatment and have every woman in the Rumble try to, you know, kick her out.
I think that's more likely if so, Asuka doesn't win. Who is your
dark horse?
Out of nowhere winner.
Out of nowhere winner is Bayley.
Oh, she's mine too.
Oh, wow. Nice. Good job, us.
Same reason, because they never culminated the Alexa Bliss Bayley storyline.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Of course, Bayley got hurt. Leading up to SummerSlam.
Good opportunity to hit the reset button. Exactly. On that. Yeah, totally.
With my primary winner, I'm going the obvious pick.
Okay.
Asuka.
All right.
Two confidence points.
All right. But that's not hugely confident.
No, it's not terribly confident. Yeah. I agree with that. But,
wow. Okay.
It's the obvious pick, but I think it is also smart money picking Asuka.
All right. Well, fair enough.
I don't think the fact that she's been so dominant over the past week makes her any less likely to win.
Let me ask you something.
I think they're setting up her dominance so when she eliminates like 20 people.
She's if that were to be the case for anybody, it'd be her.
Yeah,
I don't disagree with that at all. I still kind of feel that if it's not her, the problem is if she doesn't win, it's going to kind of feel like a letdown unless they really book the hell out of the final four.
Yeah.
If she does win, it'll just feel like it meets expectations. Again, if they book her in a really fun way, heading down to the final four, that'd be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what her number is going to be. Like, if they really want to make her dominant, they put her in first and have her win.
Eliminate everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, either you're going to do it all or you're not.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
Who's your dark horse? Oh, you said Bayley.
Bayley, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. What is this 0.5 that you gave me?
Well, half of one is 0.5.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right, cool. Right on. Next, we've got the Usos versus the nameless Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin team.
Well, that's the name of their team.
The Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin team?
No.
Right.
Gable and Benjamin.
That's just their names.
I know, but that's also the name of their team.
It's not really.
That's what their Titantron says.
It's not a tag team.
Did you know this on SmackDown this week? They had a really tight shot of their Titantron, and there's a little animation to their names on their Titantron package.
Instead of thinking that their names were moving,
I felt like the Titantron was moving.
Oh, there's an earthquake in there. All right.
I'll go first this time.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got Gable and Benjamin.
Okay.
But only one confident point.
Okay.
I feel like this could go either way,
mm-hmm.
Especially because going back to Hell in a Cell, I think we were both convinced the New Day was going to win that match. They have a lot of faith in the Usos.
Yeah.
The Usos are doing really great work right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think Chad Gable stood tall in the match between him and Jey Uso on SmackDown. That's not an obvious barometer, but it's a fairly decent one about who's going to stand tall at the end of the pay-per-view, who's going to win the match.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like they have a lot of confidence in the New Day. WWE has a lot of confidence points in the in the Usos. What?
I'm sorry. Gable stood tall.
He won his match against Jey Uso.
No, I agree with that. But that's a barometer for who's going to stand tall at the Rumble?
No, well, I mean, usually, like, whoever stands tall
doesn't win.
Go home. Doesn't win the match, the pay-per-view. That's what I meant, yeah.
Oh, so you're saying, but despite that, you still think they're going to win?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. I'm with you on that. I only gave them 2 confidence points.
No, we're not too far apart then.
No, correct. Yeah. I think here's the thing. If Gable and Benjamin lose this, they have nothing else to do with the Usos. There's nobody else right now for the Usos. There's a couple reasons here. I don't think you're right. WWE has a lot of confidence points in the Usos.
Yes.
Okay. Gable and Benjamin can have a decent run, but at some point the Bludgeon Brothers are taking those titles away from whomever has them. I don't think they're going to take them away from the Usos. I think they could definitely take them away from Gable and Benjamin.
Yes.
And so I think they're probably going to be transitional champions of a sort.
Could be. Bludgeon Brothers weren't on SmackDown this week.
Yeah, well,
they haven't been on. I think were they on the week before? Don't remember. Anyway, sorry.
They were on the week before.
Sidetracked you,
or maybe I forget. I don't know. I get they confused with our Stephen Larson book.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, for those reasons, there's nothing else for either of these teams really to do right now until the Bludgeon Brothers like hit the main event for the tag division.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is just going to extend what's been a decent feud between the Usos and Gable and Benjamin. The
matches have all been good.
Yeah, the matches.
And this should be fantastic. 2 out of 3 falls.
Should be a really fun match. Yeah. So we're on the same page there.
Yes. Next, Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan versus
New Shield
versus The Bar.
Versus The Bar. I will go first. The Bar wins, and I have given this 3 confidence points.
Wow.
3 confidence points.
Explain.
Well, we're on the road to WrestleMania. I feel like they need the whole reason why Seth Rollins won the championships in the first place with Dean in the first place was to get Roman over. Dean got injured. He won it with Jason Jordan to force them together, maybe to run a feud. Maybe against each other at Mania, which I think would actually be pretty cool.
That'd be a stellar match.
It would be. Rollins and Jordan have excellent chemistry with the roles that they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like them not being on the same page is going to result in them losing the titles.
You're 100% correct with all that.
Okay.
I pick The Bar.
Oh, okay.
4 confidence points.
Wow, okay. Well, we're not that far apart.
Highly confident.
A confident point away. Very good. Good job, us.
Yes, good job, us.
Next up, this is where all my confidence points are.
Wow.
AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. AJ Styles goes over. And
6 confidence points?
He has all my confidence
points.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. AJ's going over. He's keeping that belt. He's keeping that belt till Mania.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm only giving him 5 confidence points.
So Brock gets them all.
Yeah, Brock gets all my confidence points.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's interchangeable.
Pretty
so,
much.
Yeah, okay.
I think they laid the groundwork on SmackDown, setting up Kevin Owens' injury angle, and that will be Owens and Zayn's undoing at Royal Rumble. That's the opportunity that AJ will capitalize upon to keep that belt, hold on to that belt. And it'll just be interesting from there who ends up winning the Rumble and who he'll eventually face at Mania.
Yeah. I feel like they really just, if they don't want to, they should want to move away from this storyline.
I know.
As quickly as possible.
Yeah.
It's been crap.
But then that raises the topic of what's next for Owens and Zayn. Maybe they would be, say, the Usos retained.
Yeah. They could be a tag team.
Yeah.
They could be a tag team. Yeah, I mean, I don't see. Okay, so there's one pay-per-view between now and
for each brand, yeah.
Yeah, for each brand. It's possible that AJ could get his rematch at Fastlane, and they can do this little Sammy Kevin Owens thing together as champion. That's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see it.
I don't either.
I mean, they're fine dicking with the legacy of the title. But not to this degree. I don't see it. It's kind of it's a bit Attitude Era-ish, but not on the good side of things.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to see a dual championship with them. On the other hand, if they did it with anybody, it would be with them.
Yeah.
And it might move along whatever they're doing with Daniel Bryan, but still, regardless, I'm putting all my confidence points on AJ Styles.
Right.
I just think it's silly. I think you're right. I think the Kevin Owens injury and AJ going after that so hardcore is what's going to lead to them losing.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
For the Universal Championship, Brock Lesnar versus Kane versus Braun Strowman. I got all my confidence in Brock Lesnar. He's retaining that title. He will pin Kane. Braun will look great. Short of Lesnar getting hurt during this match, there's no way. I don't feel like anybody else is going to win it.
I have all my confidence points, minus one, on Brock Lesnar doing exactly what you just said. This seems, they brought Kane in to take that pin. That's absolutely correct.
Yes. Yeah. But hopefully it'll be a fun match.
Oh, it should be a lot of fun. Yeah, it should be
no DQ, so they'll take it to the outside, brawl a lot. People will go through, announce tables.
Yeah.
That's my hope. Something more akin to what we saw at SummerSlam for the Universal title match versus what we saw between Lesnar and Braun, which, shockingly, they kept in the ring the whole time.
Yeah. No, I want to see like, mass
mayhem,
destruction.
Chaos.
Grappling hooks. If I don't see a grappling hook, I'll be very disappointed.
Yes.
I need to see grappling hook.
I concur 100%.
Absolutely.
Finally, the Men's Royal Rumble match.
All right. I will go first here so you can take care of our business right there. So, where's my thing? Yeah, okay. Randy Orton stood tall at the end of
SmackDown. Please pick Randy Orton. Please pick Randy Orton.
And so it's not going to be him. It's going to be Shinsuke Nakamura. They number one, I'm pretty sure his contract's coming up relatively soon. They need to pull the trigger on him being a main eventer, like not just jobbing to Jinder, but a true main eventer. I think Shinsuke is going to win it. I think the Philly crowd is going to go crazy. I think they're going to book it really fun in the final four, final eight, whatever. I think Roman Reigns. I'm still so uncertain about the Roman Reigns Intercontinental Championship loss with The Miz. Oh, that actually. Hold on a second. Yeah, I haven't said that yet. Good.
What?
My dark horse is The Miz, by the way.
Yeah.
There have been rumors, according to the Wrestling Observer himself, that The Miz is in line for a monster push of some sort.
Yes.
So he's my dark horse candidate. I gave Nakamura, however, four of my confidence
points.
Confident in Nakamura. I don't see it being Orton again. I don't see it being Baron Corbin. I mean, I guess it could be Roman Reigns, but there's too many other opportunities.
Could be. It will be Roman Reigns. He is my pick. He was so wonderfully embraced by the Philadelphia crowd last time.
The worst dark horse cannon I've ever seen in my life.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you why. I read Cage Side Seats made a very convincing argument in his favor.
Okay.
And before I hadn't thought of it, but when I saw that, I was like, that's I understand that.
Okay.
So he's my dark horse. First, Reigns. Again, I'm going with the obvious pick. Far too often, WWE does the obvious thing unless they're forced to a situation where they change plans because someone gets sick or hurt. Mm-hmm. Then they'll do something interesting. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they tend to go obvious.
Okay.
Obvious thing, Reigns wins the Rumble, goes on to main event Mania. The match elimination chamber will be for number one contendership, but he'll have five challengers going after him, getting that number one contendership. He'll win the Rumble. He'll win that match. He'll win the main event at Mania. Universal champion, Roman Reigns experiment complete.
The only way I would have agreed with that if he kept his Intercontinental Championship.
I don't think that matters.
He lost that in a manner that was fairly pedestrian.
Yeah.
Head hits, exposed turnbuckle.
That's storytelling.
No, it isn't.
That's going to come into play in the Mania main event.
That's doubts that they're having about Roman Reigns.
Lesnar's going to do the same thing, throw his head into the turnbuckle, and this time, followed by an F5, this time Reigns will kick out. That's storytelling, Steve.
All right.
My dark horse, Dolph Ziggler.
Okay, go ahead.
So Cage Side Seats wrote an article. Again, I hadn't thought about Dolph as a potential winner, but they made a very convincing
argument.
Nobody
does.
I know. They were laying out the case. Well, he gave up the U.S. title, but would he give it up in return just to try to get it back? No, he would come back to strive for larger things. Comes back during the Rumble, wins. I'm not saying I want it to happen.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to see AJ Dolph at Mania.
No, nobody does.
That doesn't sound fun.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't sound interesting.
No.
It might be a decent match at best.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, but if he wants to, he was U.S. champion, gave it up, comes back and says, I want to prove I'm more than just U.S. champion. Comes back,
I like that you're
wins the Rumble.
Baron Corbin's style of speech.
I'm U.S. champion.
I'm better than U.S. champion.
Wins the Rumble in shocking surprise fashion. Uh-huh. No one would expect it.
No.
And then goes on to face AJ at Mania, losing his match for the WWE title.
All right.
Proving he's not as good as AJ Styles.
All right. I like mine better. Miz just won the Intercontinental Championship. I could see number, and also crowd would pop if Miz won.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The crowd would totally pop. Didn't he win our battle, our Royal Rumble?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he won our Royal Rumble. Oh man, they're totally gonna rip us off. That would be weird.
Oh, it would be weird.
That would be so weird.
That'd be super weird.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. I think right now my favorite, like, it's Nakamura. I just feel like that's going to happen. I mean, maybe the boring route is the way they're going to go, but I don't know. What was the big? I feel like last year Raw had the big Rumble storyline
build,
and then Orton won.
Yeah,
and this year SmackDown had their big Rumble build.
Yeah,
because like Reigns, he hasn't even talked about the Rumble. So maybe you're right, man. Maybe that's why they're doing that.
Yeah. Let's do some prop bets. What do you say?
Okay. How do we do that?
Let's each pick for each Rumble a surprise, out of left field, surprise entrant. Okay. If you get it right, you get an extra point.
Okay.
Not obvious ones. So if you say Nikki Cross,
yeah,
that seems kind of obvious.
Yeah, because there's nine NXT women showing up. I'll say Lita. I think she's not obvious. Oh, come on.
That feels kind of obvious.
Oh, well, who? You give me one that isn't obvious then.
Victoria, for example.
I feel like that's not out of the realm of possibility.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Here's the thing about Lita. And you can't. I don't know. This is why it's not obvious. Because Lita wasn't at Raw 25, and then she tweeted some passive aggressive stuff about her being on the seat.
Maybe that's an angle.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe not. She ain't gonna win the Rumble.
Oh no.
So I don't know. I don't think Lita's out of the realm of possibility. Or you say she is totally within the realm of possibility?
Yeah, okay. Totally. That's too easy of a call, is what I'm saying.
I don't think it's that easy of a call. Sasha Banks. Dana Brooke. Do you think Candice LeRae is out of the realm of possibility?
I don't think it's a shoo-in that she'll be in it.
Yeah, right. I don't even think she's going to be in it, to be honest with you. I think crowd will be like, what? I think, like, I don't know. 5% of the crowd be like, oh my God, this is so cool. And then like 95% of the crowd.
You'd be surprised.
Maybe.
I think it'd probably be more.
It's not a takeover crowd.
No, I know.
I don't know. Another outside of the box.
If you really want to go with Lita, you can go with Lita.
I don't feel she's that obvious. But then I feel bad if I get a point and you've given Victoria.
No, that's not my answer. I just use it as an example.
Oh, okay. Well, who are you going to say then?
I'm going to say Molly Holly.
Again, she's still active, kind of, I think. Not really out of the realm of possibility. I feel like Lita and Molly Holly are on the same page, man.
All right, fine.
Was Molly Holly at Raw 25?
No. Next.
Is Terry Runnels out of the realm of possibility? Is she a...
She was never really a wrestler.
That's true. What about Dana Brooke?
She's in the match.
Oh, yeah.
Announced, confirmed.
Okay, what now? The men's Rumble?
Surprise entrant.
Where's our list?
Yeah.
From match or from wrestling?
Count out?
Yeah.
Well, that's going up after this, so let's not spoil anything.
No, I know. I'm just going to look at it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, none of these would really be that surprising.
I'm going to say Daniel Bryan. He's not even cleared to wrestle.
No, I guarantee you. He was almost going to be my dark horse.
Yeah, I know.
And then I thought The Miz. I'll say EC3.
All right.
I'll say EC3. I think we're both going to... Well, I think I'll definitely get a point for that.
Yeah, you'll definitely get a point for that. That's a very safe choice.
That is a very safe choice. Yours is kind of safe, too.
He's not even cleared to wrestle.
That you know of.
Next, most eliminations. Who's going to have the most eliminations in the women's
Rumble? I have a theory, man. I think he is cleared, and I think the story they're doing is obviously to get him back into wrestling.
All right.
On the other hand, he doesn't look very enthusiastic half the time he's in the SmackDown storyline.
That's true.
So maybe it's not. Anyways, what?
Most eliminations. Women's Rumble.
Oh, Asuka.
Asuka.
Oh, yeah. Or Nia Jax.
Men's Rumble. Who's got the most eliminations?
Who's big? I'm going to say Baron Corbin.
Oh, that's a good call.
I'm going to say Baron, because that's going to be the one thing that's insignificant that he's going to be able to hang his hat on. I had most eliminations. I threw most men out of the Rumble. And then next year he'll be able to say, I threw 11 people out of the Rumble. That's almost half, but a little more than a third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say Nakamura.
Oh, okay. There you go. So yeah.
Knee people in the face.
Yeah. Knee to face. Yeah, there you go.
That's my pick.
All right, cool. That's all good.
Yeah.
That's all very good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited. Are you excited for the Rumble?
Very much so. I'm looking
very
forward to it.
For the Rumble. I'm going to have my little sheet up and my little prediction sheet up and everything.
Keeping track as we go.
Absolutely, man. For sure. Anyways, that's it for our predictions episode. Thanks for tuning in. Let us know what you guys think in the comments. And Hilton, let's get some music. Thank you, Hilton.
Thank you.
Yeah. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.